I wanted to mention that we lost yesterday. We lost a phenomenal American filmmaker, a director who was one of these guys who was constantly under the radar. He was a great craftsman. He was a journeyman filmmaker. One of my favorite American filmmakers, and he passed away. He was 71. He passed away yesterday. His name was Curtis Hanson, and you might not know the name offhand, Curtis Hanson, but you do know his work. He's best known as the screenwriter and the director of L.A. Confidential, which is obviously a great film with Kevin Spacey, Russell Crowe, Kim Basinger. And it is a great movie, obviously, but he's made a lot of other really great films. He started out as a screenwriter and wrote a really great film called Never Cry Wolf. Has anybody ever seen Never Cry Wolf with Charles Martin Smith, where
I do remember that.
He's a scientist who's studying wolves, and he lives out in the mountains with wolves for like a year. It is a great film. Directed by Carol Ballard, who directed Black Stallion. It was a great movie, and Curtis Hanson wrote that. He also wrote a film called The Silent Partner, which not a lot of people saw, from 1978. Elliot Gould, Christopher Plummer, an incredible heist mystery film that Curtis Hanson wrote. He co-wrote White Dog, directed by Samuel Fuller. And then he would go on to direct his own films. And these are just some of the movies that he's directed. And it's pretty incredible, actually. One of his first movies, his first movie ever directed out of the gate, was one of the first movies Tom Cruise ever starred in. And it came out about 8 months before Risky Business, and it was like a teen sex comedy called Losing It. And Curtis Hanson directed that. He directed, I'm just going to go down the list here, 1987, he directed a great thriller called The Bedroom Window, a movie so good that even Steve Guttenberg is good in it. That's how good this movie is, that Steve Guttenberg does not suck in it. A really great mystery, just beautifully done. He followed that up with Bad Influence with Rob Lowe and James Spader, which is another great thriller. And he started becoming like everybody would mention whenever they talked about Curtis Hanson in reviews, the name Hitchcock would pop up because he was this great, he could direct great thrillers. So he did The Bedroom Window, great Hitchcockian thriller. Bad Influence, great Hitchcockian thriller. And he followed that up with one of my favorites of his movies, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, with Rebecca De Mornay as the nanny who infiltrates the lives of this married couple. And that's the film debut, by the way, of Julianne Moore. So if you've not seen The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, so right out of the gate there, Bedroom Window, Bad Influence, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, three phenomenal thrillers. Really smart, really well made. He also did The River Wild with Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon, which was the rafting thriller. And then, you know, L.A. Confidential, with many people, which many people think is a crowning achievement, won the Academy Award that year for Best Adapted Screenplay, and the movie became a phenomenon. And then in 2000, he directed a movie called Wonder Boys with Michael Douglas, Tobey Maguire, and Robert Downey, another great movie featuring what I think might be Michael Douglas's best performance of all time. And he started to go kind of all over the map at that point. He was directing. He was trying to span out and do other things. You know, the Wonder Boys was kind of a break from the kind of dark, you know, either thrillery or scary kind of stuff that he was doing. And then in 2002, he did Eminem's movie 8 Mile, you know, which was another terrific movie. 2005, he did a movie called In Her Shoes, which was Drew Barrymore, and it was a romantic comedy. He also did a romantic film called Lucky You in 2007, and he did Too Big to Fail, the HBO movie about the financial crash. He did that in 2011, and then he worked on a film called Chasing Mavericks, which was a surfing movie. But he became very, very ill while filming it, and had to drop out of making it. And Michael Apted took over and then finished the film. But I just wanted to mention this guy. I know that not a lot, you know, nobody really knows the guy's name, but he's one of my favorite American filmmakers, and one of the guys that, you know, like I said, he's under the radar, but he makes great, great movies. He made great movies and was consistently one of the smartest craftsmen working in Hollywood. And it's a real loss to the world of movies. So if you're a fan of film, If you're a movie fan, go and look at this guy's catalog of movies, because you really it amazing stuff. So check out Losing It, The Bedroom Window, Bad Influence, which is still one of my favorites, one of my favorite Rob Lowe performances of all time. The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, The River Wild, L.A. Confidential, Wonder Boys, 8 Mile. The list goes on. He was only 71 years old, and they think he may have had a heart attack, but he was ill as long back as the end of 2011 when he was shooting Chasing Mavericks. But I just wanted to bring attention to this guy, Curtis Hanson, as somebody who talks about movies a lot on my show and reviews movies and stuff. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the great American director Curtis Hanson. He passed away at 71. And go back and check out his movies. Go to IMDb and look up his movies. And I guarantee you that whichever one you choose, you'll be happy that you chose it. A real loss to the world of film. Curtis Hanson died at 71. I just wanted to mention that. You guys seen any of those movies? L.A. Confidential?
I saw L.A. Confidential. I saw the one earlier, one of the earlier ones. I can't remember now.
Bad Influence?
No. The one before the White Dog.
He wrote White Dog.
The one before
that. Silent Partner?
No. Keep going back one
Never
more.
Never Cry Wolf?
Yes.
Okay, Never
saw
Cry Wolf.
Saw that one.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking at that time that character role was different from the usual character roles that
Charles Martin Smith
well, had
I mean,
played
was,
in
he
the
was,
past.
He was mostly known as Frog from American Graffiti,
right?
And he, you know, was really typecast after that. But yeah, Hanson didn't direct that movie. He did write it,
right?
Carol Ballard directed that movie. Who does amazing visual stuff, and it's a great movie. The Silent Partner, one of the smartest screenplays, one of the most clever thrillers that you'll ever see. Daryl Duke ended up directing that, but Curtis Hanson wrote that. Elliot Gould, Christopher Plummer. And then that string of thrillers that he did in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, from Bedroom Window, Bad Influence, Hand That Rocks the Cradle, River Wild, leading to L.A. Confidential. That's a stretch right there of great, beautiful, smart, economic filmmaking. He was just great. So I wanted to mention Curtis Hanson.